You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Every Friday, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard steps in to talk about a couple of new movies coming out. And this weekend, a couple of big ones.
First, Men in Black International. So this time, you know, we got rid of Tommy Lee Jones. We got rid of Will Smith. Now we're going international.
Okay.
With Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth. Thor, you know,
right.
Who's their greatest agent. Liam Neeson runs the London branch. Emma Thompson runs the New York branch.
Oh.
And of course, these cosmic aliens are here trying to find an artifact, right? That's the same plot in every Men in Black. And unfortunately, I don't think they have any chemistry. The movie is so confusing. Hemsworth plays his character like a stupid drunk frat boy the whole time.
What?
Thompson goes back between being a wide-eyed teenager and an intellectual, and they broke all the cardinal rules for Men in Black. They're, you know, everyone's seeing every kind of action sequence, but no one's being neutralized. But overall, I was bored. I didn't like Men in Black International.
And the other movie?
The other one is, all right, we got, I can't say it because you'll bleep me, but, you know, Shaft is here.
Yes.
This time we have three generations of Shaft. You know, Shaft had a kid with Regina Hall. She packs up and leaves, you know, early in the 80s because she doesn't want that lifestyle anymore. The danger, you know. So she raises her kid who becomes the most whitest kid you could think of. He goes to MIT, becomes a member of the FBI, of their data analyst, right? But his best friend is killed, you know, has an overdose. So he goes to his dad and go, look, Dad, I know you haven't been here for the last 25, 30 years.
Right.
But I need your help to solve this murder mystery. And not only him, but another generation of Shaft, Richard Roundtree, the original Shaft.
Yeah, right on.
Let's just do a new Shaft movie. With all the Shafts.
I like that.
The original Shaft, and even the one with Samuel Jackson by John Singleton a few years ago, was all kind of serious and action-packed, right? This one is like Beverly Hills Cop. I'm not kidding. That's how it felt.
Boy.
So it's got the action, but it's sexist, it's racist, it's misogynist. You know the blank wagon from Kill Bill? They say that word about 40 times in the movie. So it's really filthy. It's rated R, but it's a comedy. So even though the audience went crazy for it, it's not Shaft. But I still had a good time with it.
Okay, and Jeff, where are you going to be this weekend?
Yes, this weekend I'll be at the Las Vegas Amazing Comic-Con at the Convention Center.
Yeah.
My buddy Derek Sante of Review Nation, he's going to be there with a booth. We're going to give away posters for the new Wonder Woman, Joker, DVDs. I'll be there all Saturday and Sunday. Come by and say hi.
You know what? Don't waste your time on the new movies.
No.
Just go see Jeff
go
and
to
Derek.
Comic-Con. Yes, exactly.
Jeff,
why
follow
not?
Him on YouTube, of course, Facebook, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend. Enjoy.
I will.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.